This is the forgiveness affirmation for others. In this case, I'm addressing mother, but you can replace it with father, spouse, and whoever others. So gently massage two tender points on your upper chest while saying this affirmation, repeating after me. Even though I feel that my mother does not deserve that I'll achieve my optimal financial success, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. I forgive my mother completely for everything she might have done that contributed to this problem, either consciously or subconsciously, either maliciously or innocently, either deliberately or by negligence. I choose to forgive my mother in case she was critical, demanding, or abusive. I forgive her if she was not nurturing or if she was not emotionally available when I needed her. I don't want to find excuses for her, but maybe she was wounded herself emotionally. Maybe she had a bad role model from her own mother. Maybe she had difficult life circumstances or was not mature enough to be a mother. I choose to believe she did the best she could, even though it was not good enough for me. I choose to forgive my mother for my own sake, even though she may not deserve to be forgiven. Carrying all this anger and resentment did not hurt my mother. It hurt me. I do not deserve to continue hurting myself. I was the victim, and there is no reason that I continue to victimize myself by carrying all these negative emotions. So, I forgive my mother and I forgive myself for carrying this anger for so many years and blocking my financial success till now. I choose to release all negative emotions related to my mother and financial success on all levels, on all layers, in all dimensions, at all times, in all incarnations, in all of my energy bodies, at the level of my cellular memory, my DNA, and all other levels that I'm unaware of. And this is my choice. And even though I may not really feel that I'm ready to completely forgive my mother, I choose to connect with my higher self whose essence is unconditional love, acceptance, forgiveness, compassion, and mercy.